This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for taking your time to join me on the show. It's really a freaky Friday, Friday the 13th. And you know what that means? It's time for the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. And maybe, just maybe, Prashoen and I might switch bodies. And I might be the one in the driver's seat of all these amazing cars. Who knows, man? On the line with us is our motoring journalist, Prashoen Naidu. And he's here to talk about the Ford Transit. It's said to be the ideal set of wheels for business owners, man. For all the business owners out there that are tuned in, this is definitely for you, right? You know, those who need practicality of space and comfort on wheels. Plus, Prashoen will share a handy motoring tip and drop a hot gem of the week. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashoen. How are you doing today?
Hey, good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm good, man. Are you ready to switch buddies? I mean, since it is Friday the 13th, anything can happen.
You know what? Why not, King Bash? I don't mind DJing for the whole day, having some fun, dancing. Eish. The vibes are cooking there.
Prashoen, you do not wish upon what you are wishing for right now, because the temptation, yo, oh, trust me, you don't want that.
Yeah.
But let's get straight into it. I mean, can you share some insight about the Ford Transit? What's the price range, and who would you, you know, say it's best suited for?
So I think the Ford Transit was quite interesting. It's priced at 692,000 rand, and it caters more so for business owners, fleets, and entrepreneurs needing, you know, something robust, reliable, lots of space, fuel efficient, and yeah, ideal for logistics, courier services. And definitely you don't want to be owning one of these as a person like myself, because I was the sober driver this weekend and I took my friends to the club and it's very odd to be pulling up in a massive transit van which is used for loading things.
Oh my
at a club, King Bash.
So you're basically the Uber the Uber bus, or is it the Uber van?
I was the Uber bus. I was the Uber bus, but it looked like I got so much mixed reaction from it. It just looks so odd.
Oh, my gosh. I can imagine that. But, I mean, how does, you know, the Ford Transit perform in everyday commuting?
So it's quite nice. It has this 2.2-liter turbo diesel motor, and it is nice. It has this paired with a 6-speed manual transmission, so it's quite nice. Everyday commuting, the Transit feels manageable despite its big size, its lightweight steering, and just excellent maneuverability. And overall, I just like it. You just have to be very, very, very careful where you drive this vehicle. And one thing I can comment on is just how refined it feels behind the wheel. I like how, you know, there's something about a diesel motor, and when it's done right, they have done right with this car. And I think that it was a very, out of all, you know, cargo vehicles I've driven in the last couple of years, I think this is one of my favorites. You know, it just felt plush, smooth, yeah. And just even quiet, even at highway speed. So not bad. Very practical, not bad.
No, most definitely. I mean, I myself as a DJ, Prashoen, you know, I'm a person that looks for space. I mean, as you know, artists travel in the likes of the Hyundais, you know, the V-classes. But now let's talk about the design of the van, right? Would you say it has a head-turning appeal?
I think not necessarily. It looks good, though. It looks quite nice for the intended purpose of your workhorse loading bus, you know, per se. But this is used for, let's say, ambulances. This is used for that type of heavy duty function in society. So it's not really gonna make some heads turn, but it will definitely help you for your business. You know, it's not necessarily that striking car.
Oh, all right. Now, let's speak about the interior. What's that like? Would you say it's spacious and well-designed?
Yes, practical features, lots of nice, well-built materials that went into it. It also has a nice 13-inch touchscreen with Ford Sync 4 system, so it's modern, Apple CarPlay, and just very simple inside. It's not really, not it's a minimalistic setup, and it's typical practical workhorse. And I know there's not much meat on the bone to talk about this vehicle, but it's for that purpose that you said you would need, let's say, if you needed to load up your equipment and, you know.
It's plain Jane, basically, of a vehicle.
It is plain Jane, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Most definitely. No, thank you so much for that. Now, to wrap things up, can you share a motoring tip for our listeners? And don't forget to drop this week's hot jam to keep the energy high.
All right. So, for South African listeners looking to save on car insurance, consider increasing your excess. Well, this means you'll pay more upfront in the event of a claim. It can, you know, significantly reduce your monthly premium costs. It's a balance of risk and savings. But if you're confident in your ability to cover the excess, it's a great way to save in the long run. And let's end off with Needle by Nicki Minaj featuring Drake, and hopefully Liam King Bash might switch bodies.
Most definitely. I'm looking forward to that, Preshowe. Do have yourself a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Hey, have a blessed one, King Bash, and listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.